welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message that I've been sharing this week on mountains. And yesterday, we looked at a very illuminating passage found in the 49th chapter of Isaiah. And verses 8 through 12 talk about the restoration of Israel, but we also, as spiritual Israel, the Gentile believer, we can relate to our own situation, because there in that 8th verse, the Lord is saying, there's a prophetic word, "In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee." And he goes on to say, "I will preserve thee." So if you feel you're going down for the last time, God's saying, no, you're not going down. I'm giving you for a covenant of the people. He's wanting to, the people of God, you know, there's one new man now, Jew and Gentile. There's no, that dividing line has been, and that barrier has been broken down in Christ. And he wants his people to establish the earth and to cause the desolate heritages to be inhabited, that we can say to the prisoners, "Go forth; to them that sit in darkness, show yourselves." And he says in verse 11, "And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted." What is he saying? He is saying, beloved, in like another translation, NIV says, "I'll turn all my mountains into roads." So God basically is telling us that those mountains, which seem as absolute obstacles in our lives, He is going to move, and He's going to make those mountains serve His purposes. And we know that while we would just as soon have them immediately removed, yet God allows the enemy to bring trials our way so that we can develop endurance and patience and the fruit of the Spirit, so we can, while our natural response is just to get away as fast as possible from the difficulty, we are faced with trials that the enemy may bring, but God is using them for His glory. And so what shall we do? If you find yourself in a situation like this right now where there's just mountains around you and you really don't know what to do, then there is a solution, and that is to come to the Lord, to submit ourselves to God. That's the answer, beloved. What shall we do? We go back and submit ourselves to the Restorer of Israel. We are spiritual Israel, remember. And He who has promised to help, He who has preserved us and has heard our cry, He will cause you, beloved, and me to be a covenant to the people. Right? That's what I read in verse 8. To establish the earth and to re-inhabit the desolate places. He's empowering you and I because of His anointing upon us, because of the experiences He has led us through, that we can say to people that are bound, to the prisoners, "Come forth." He's anointing us to say that those who sit in darkness, "Come, show yourselves, for a great light. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is rising upon you," has arisen, past tense. Praise the Lord. So if we will allow our great shepherd to lead us, He will bring us to springs of living water. We will not hunger or thirst, neither shall the heat or sun smite us. That's verse 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst. This is Isaiah 49, verse 10. Neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that leadeth He that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by springs of water shall he guide them. Doesn't that bring back Psalm 23? He leads us beside into green pastures and causes us to lie down beside still waters. That's our shepherd. And even though it seems like it might be an impossible situation that you're facing, he promises to make his mountains a way in your life. Those things that are standing before you that seem so insurmountable, that seem impossible, that seem impassable, he has promised to make those mountains a way. He's going to make a way in those mountains, a way into holiness, a way into his presence, a pathway of victory, and a road of righteousness. For the Lord would say, my beloved, right now, I want you to just wait before me in the Spirit. I know the weariness. I know the troubles. I've heard your cries, but the Lord would strengthen you right now. I would cause my presence to and my anointing to flow into you, that I would cause faith and hope to arise in your heart, to know that the Lord has heard you, that he is moving in ways you cannot see right now. But a little time passes, you shall know and you shall see and you shall rejoice, that is why the Lord has dealt thusly with you, because I have great plans, says the Lord. I have plans, and I shall lead you in a straight path. Fear not the work of the enemy. Fear not even the weakness of your own flesh, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness, says the Lord. So don't be afraid, for I hold your right hand. I will lead you. I will not let you be turned aside. But for my great name's sake, I shall continue to work in your life, and I shall perfect all that pertains and all that applies and all that concerns you, says the Lord. Have I not created you? Are you not the work of my hands? Are not the very talents and the gifts and that which I have placed within you, even the personality, the way I have formed you, have I not created you for myself, that you should be a praise and a glory to your God in the earth? Yea, through your life shall you testify of the goodness of the Lord and my faithfulness. So know that those that put their trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. And I assure you and I promise you, as you receive from my hand, as you receive that strength that you need for each new day, I will cause your hand to be strengthened. I shall cause your foot to be sure, and you shall not stumble, you shall not fall, you will not be turned aside. For I, the Lord, am your host, your leader, your guide, and I will give you rest. I will bring you into a place in the Spirit where you will no longer have to strive. You will no longer be stressed. You will no longer be cast down. But you shall have that assurance that I am leading you and making a way for you. I am the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. I have been given to teach you the ways of Jesus, to show you the more excellent way. Therefore, hearken to my leading, hearken to my voice, and I will cause you never to be ashamed, and you shall see the goodness and the greatness and the faithfulness of your God displayed in your behalf, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think in all these years I've been used prophetically, I've ever heard the Holy Spirit say that he was speaking. Praise God. How precious. Amen. You know, there's no greater thing than the love of God. I declare if we could only experience the love of God personally in our lives, brother, sister, how much God loves you, how much he desires your wholeness, your healing, your deliverance, your fullness of joy. I think we would be overwhelmed. Oh, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And I believe that pertains not just to our heavenly experience and the life that we will know after death when we are fully perfected and with the Lord, but even in this life. Oh, beloved, through the mountains of obstacles that you face, through those treacherous mountain passes, through those dangerous heights, beloved, he will make a way where there seems to be no way. There's that beautiful song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. What are the words now? I won't try to sing it for you because I'm not a singer, but he will make a way. He will make a way in the wilderness, and he will bring streams in the desert. He let us meet, therefore, beloved, all the trials, all the mountains, all the valleys that we face. Let's meet them in Jesus. There's nothing in life, beloved, which harasses and annoys that may not be used for the highest ends, which is, very simply, our perfecting and the glory of God. The meaning of trial is not only to test worthiness, someone said, but to increase it, as the oak is not only tested by the storms, but toughened by them. Just like steel and precious metals have to go through the furnace, the furnace seven times tested in the fire, to come forth as pure as gold or pure silver. So the storms of life, the heat of the battles, perfects us and calls, even as Job said, when I am tried, when I'm tested, I shall come forth as pure as gold. And our trials and our tests have not been as great as those of Job. If you've been a listener very long, Job is one of my heroes, amen, because he went through so much and yet he never gave up on the Lord. He learned lessons, of course, but there was none like him in all the earth, and God blessed him after all those trials in even greater measure. Let me close with some scripture. Psalms 18 and 33, he makes my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. It is God that gives us strength and makes our way perfect. Psalm 30 and 7 says, Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. So, beloved, in conclusion, we don't have to be afraid of mountains. We can climb them. We can get over them, or we can go through them or around them, whatever God says, we can do all that in the strength of the Lord, because he is our God. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you on mountains this week. God will make all your mountains a way. Mine too. Praise God. Jesus is good. I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Or if you're being blessed by the broadcast, just write and encourage my heart. You know, us preachers need encouragement as well. I love you. Pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I don't know, we wouldn't make it if it wasn't for your prayers and your help. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.